Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Going Coastal Going Coastal IPA with pineapple. This is from Sweetwater Brewing Company. This one is 6.1% ABV, ale with natural pineapple flavor. Now this one, and I hope Sweetwater keeps doing this, and maybe they have, and I just didn't realize it, but they do have bottled condition or can condition, and it actually tells you to look at the bottom. Now, this is going to be hard to see. I didn't see it, but the date on this one is 10/16/23. So technically, this is a month out of date when they say you should drink it. The issue I see, somebody that doesn't know anything really about craft beer, they're just going to pick this up and go. And I don't think you can do anything about that. But for people that know, and I would say like me, when you see this, this is what you're seeing, not the side down here. And you pick this up and you look, and it says 10/16/23, you're thinking that's when it was canned. Unless it says Best Buy, BB, then the date, or enjoyed by. I don't understand why, instead of putting something here, which almost nobody's going to see, why don't you just put it on the bottom of the can? Then it's all done. Put your BIEB on the bottom, best enjoyed by, on the bottom of the can, so when somebody looks at it, they see that also. Because I didn't notice that, and on the first one, we were 4 months out of date. So let's go ahead and get this one open. Holy cow. I guess I picked it up a little too much. This is the second one that this... Now, these are bottle conditioned or can conditioned, but I think it's just for me picking it up and stuff. Good thing I got a little cleaner over here. Wow, I can sure smell that pineapple. There, all cleaned up. I think this is $2.99. I can't remember. And we got a dent in the can. Off-white colored head, a little yellow coming up there. And I've been seeing this for years now. It used to be white head, eggshell white head, off-white head. And now it seems like, I don't know if it has something to do with the hops or what, but... Or if I just haven't noticed it, but the heads are not like white anymore. It's like you're getting some pass through of whatever color the beer is into the head. Just one thing. A finger and a half of head color. I'm going orange. There you go. Which is weird. Orange color. What, 6.1? Why didn't they go more of that yellow, golden yellow for pineapple? Why are we using crystal malts, darker crystal malts, and changing the color when it's natural flavoring, so it's white, clear? Why aren't we making this yellow? That is not yellow. Okay, smell. I get some of that sweeter pineapple, a little sweet malt in there. All three of them have had that malt. So I'm wondering if they're kind of using the same base. Obviously, they're not all using the same base because they're all different ABVs. But I would say if anything's consistent, it's kind of that sweet malt smell. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just, okay, I wonder if they use that same base in all their beers, all their IPAs, let's say. Yeah, I guess I used up all my pineapple smell when I opened it, when I said, wow, I can smell that. Yeah, that sweet malt, maybe a touch of crystal malt. I wouldn't go as far on this one saying like a light toffee or caramel, but like a crystal, like smelling a crystal malt, like a 2040 crystal malt is what I'm getting. Not that much bitterness. Low sweet bitterness. Let's go ahead and taste. Maltiness, a little tropical. I think I would say pineapple if I was doing this blind. The pineapple really comes in the aftertaste. Yes, pineapple. Definitely taste it. Bitter pineapple. Perceived bitterness, 40, probably. Somewhere in there, 40, 45. It almost comes in at the end. It's like that sweet tropical caramel, a little caramel maltiness in the taste, and then okay, pineapple with some bitterness. That bitterness kicks in. I'm just saying, I don't know how this is made, but it's almost like they just used hops to add the bitterness to the beer because they were adding some kind of pineapple flavoring, and it doesn't work. Can you have a hop that only produces bitterness? Like there's no flavor to the hop except for bitterness. You get that maltiness, a little, like I said, a little tropical, but if you're adding a natural flavoring or anything like that, you're gonna get it, but like that bitterness is just sitting right back here. It's not bad. Like I said, 40, I'd guess 40. But it's like bland hops. For me, 3.25 out of 5. There's a little malty sweetness in there, like I said, a little bit of tropical, but that malt is pretty much in there. I want to say crystal malt, like two row and crystal 20. It's not that big, but then like bland hops that just add bitterness is what I get. So 3.25 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. Fruited IPA is what they're calling this. Obviously an IPA with pineapple. 45 IBUs. Okay. 37 of my friends have checked it in. 3.62 out of 5. 100,000 people have checked this in. 3.63 out of 5. So, like I said, mine's a month out of date. So, maybe it has something to do with it. Style guidelines. Hoppy, pineapple, sweet, light, subtle. I wouldn't say hoppy. I would say bitter. Nice tropical fruit. That was August. Don't taste the pineapple. I mean, obviously a lot of people have had this. Decent mix of hops. How does he know it's a decent mix of hops? I'm sticking to the hops. Whatever hops were just used for bittering. And that's all they did. Maybe a hop extract that just put bitterness into the beer. I think they went like that. They didn't use pellet hops or leaf hops or anything like that. Because I think if they did, you would get more flavor out of those hops. Yeah, just me. But hey, you want to pick it up and try it, 100,000 people have had it. So they're above me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.